The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition.
Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur. Amateur habitats and history. Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Let's all shut up, please.
Warning. The podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini.
What are you, a pro?
No, I'm an amateur.
But both are welcome here. But fair warning, we call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled, drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 273, Leftists Aren't American. On today's episode, left equals commie. And where are all the empowered women speaking out against men playing pretend? And when is tax-paying middle-class legal American citizens day? Then a bit more gluttony in the form of anti-amateur bites in the a la carte segment. Then we close the show with three things done right on three pro things. Shouts out to Pro Nation first. Shouts out to JNG1954 and Ava8886 on Truth Social. And Lynn Grimm, Stephen Goldstein, David Kay, Aaron Petta Kruger, Clarissa Schreiner Albatron, Christy Crockett, Westside Ken, Crackpots Comedy Club, Kevin Charles, and Corrine Pauly on Facebook. Jimmy Bartley, Clado17, Elena Davidson, Lessons from Top G, Sean Burkholder, Chris Golian, Cole Young, Jimmy Honeycutt, and Marcella Ruiz on Instagram. And the most special shout out to my loving, no longer coughing mother, Mary, in Canal Fulton, Ohio, as it was her birthday on April 8th. Mom's been sick with some kind of cold and cough for the better part of March, and I'm happy to report she's back to her 100% sarcastic self.
Hi, assface.
Yeah, she's all better. Your pro post of the week from Farm Girl Carrie on Truth Social, this. If you believe that a man who never committed a felony in 77 years suddenly turned around and committed 91 felonies, you're probably a brainwashed Democrat. A leftist. A commie. Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it!
Step one.
Topic number one.
In an effort to be eye-catching, I usually try to come up with episode titles that are funny, catchy, controversial, and by that I mean honest or in line with the show's theme, or ideally a combination of any of the aforementioned. Now this one was easy. Of course, this show is full of contributions sent and or found by alert pros, and I stumbled upon a post by Watch Chad on Instagram that simply read, "Leftists aren't American. Change my mind." I can't and won't, because I agree. And we get more and more evidence of it daily. Daily. Don't tell me Democrats and or leftists and or liberals, however you want to describe this commie group, but every day we're seeing more and more evidence of the left going out of their way to offend, decry, mock, denounce, and or destroy American institutions, holidays, history, values, and freedoms. Did you know not a single Democrat in Congress agreed that only American citizens should vote in our federal elections? Now, why would that be? I've been to many foreign countries. Never once did it even occur to me to say, well, I've landed in Spain. I guess I'm a Spanish citizen now. Time to go vote. Only America pulls that crap. Just listen to the Three Pro Things segment from last week's episode, and you'll get the obvious answer. It's called stacking the deck by buying votes. That's why they want to allow non-citizens to vote in federal elections. That would be bribery. That would be election interference, fraud, treason. For the amateurs who say, and believe me, I hear it said a bunch of different ways, Republicans are racist. The first, easiest, least thought out, hit the buzzer, answer. Then we have, well, America was founded by immigrants. Your grandparents were probably immigrants. Yes, and they came here from Italy, in the case of my birth father's family, with little. They became citizens and contributed and adapted to America. Then pros hear the, what are you so afraid of?
What, because they're not white? If they were coming from Canada, you wouldn't care.
If you ask me, I think America's building a wall on the wrong border.
I got news for you. Anyone sneaking in from China is also suspect now. But yes, I and real tax-paying American citizens do care about the quality and lack thereof of scumbags crossing our borders by force and by illegal means. These aren't our hard-working ancestors saving what little money they could scrape together and traveling by boat for weeks or months. These are hardened gang members and repeat felons released by South American prisons, usually arriving to dive into human trafficking and or their drug dealing enterprise. Funny how these deadbeats are all too happy to take the freebies and handouts that they did not earn. Unlike your grandparents who worked and saved and had pride in a work ethic. So what are Americans so afraid of? Being attacked, robbed, or murdered by someone with no paper trail or skin in the game to stay in America. Getting attacked, robbed, or murdered by someone who will post no money bail and be out on the streets the same day. The tax cost of handling these losers. Having my house squatted in if I'm gone for the weekend with little legal recourse. If you're of the mindset that, well, there's room for everybody, then A, you take them, oh, virtue signaling commie. And B, as I said before in this show, if you're at your job and a stranger just waltzed into your Monday morning staff meeting and the boss says, excuse me, who are you? I want to work here, so I just showed up. That's not how life works. You crash a random staff meeting, and you'll have wasted all those employees' time and money dealing with you, calling security, maybe there's a tussle, and then worrying about securing the building better, an additional expense. Now, apply that to an entire country. What, because you think there's some open land in Montana, there's room for everybody? Yeah, that's not up for grabs for anyone who wanders in. You want to live in America? Have no criminal record, learn English, take the citizenship test, pay a fine, get a job, and earn your keep. The very idea that this has to be said in this podcast and all over America, repeatedly on the news, on social media, in everyday life, is shocking to me. As alert pro Drexel Lay on Facebook said, give a man the fish and he eats for a day. Give a man a welfare check, a free phone, food stamps, Section 8 housing, a six-pack of beer, a crack pipe, and some Air Jordans, it'll vote Democrat the rest of his life. Alert Pro Mike McMartin on Facebook posted a great meme showing Barack Obama with this caption: "Keep in mind that Democrats voted to fine American citizens for not buying insurance and then conspired to give it to illegal aliens for free." Leftists aren't American. What's the matter, amateurs? Too harsh, too real, too factual, hard to hear, racist somehow? You want to play the part? Dress the part. Dress for the job you want, right? You want the job, and trust me, illegal aliens, being American is a full-time job since the American middle class does 95% of the heavy lifting in this country for the wealthy and poor drains on society like you amateurs wandering in like pests. Americans do indeed have values. You hear about American values: hard work, freedom of speech, religion, freedom to protect oneself, taking care of your own backyard, but still looking out for your neighbor. Amateurs reply with, "But those values need to change." Why? What's wrong with anything I just said? Why wouldn't amateurs want those things? They do. They just don't want you to have those things, so they feel better about their bad, lazy, entitled life choices. They want the same things you do. They just don't know it, or will admit to it. It makes amateurs crazy to know that, just like pros, conservatives, they like to be left alone. They like keeping most of their money. They like safety. They like the freedoms to protect themselves, speak freely, and move about society without being tracked and traced. But amateurs also want special treatment for everyone they don't like. And the problem is, it's the majority of America: white, Christian, heterosexuals. They don't care that they already have the same rights and privileges as white, Christian, heterosexuals. They want to keep those same rights, get more special treatment in the form of free stuff, free money, and special recognition. And then, as a punishment that they think they've earned the right to dole out, take away the rights and freedoms we've had since 1776. I know, it's all Trump's fault. You can't possibly think America is better now under President Coloring Book, can you? Alert Pro at Michaela Rose J posted, "BLM did not start under Trump. It started under Obama. The war on police didn't start under Trump. It started under Obama. This racial tension did not start under Trump. It started under Obama. Obama emboldened this hate through his administration, and now we're paying the cost." Amateurs think change for the sake of change is good, forgetting that this country is approaching 250 years of independence from England. You hate colonialism, amateur nation? Hey, dum-dums, that's why we left England. We declared ourselves separate from their tyranny, and we will do it again if necessary. Despite almost daily proof of election fraud on the state and federal levels coming to light, despite the documentary 2,000 Mules showing video and printed proof of election fraud, Amateur Nation is still with, "Stolen election, just let it go, get past it." Oh, you mean like when someone gets your idiotic pronouns wrong? You know, we overthrew the government once before, we can do it again. And no, I'm not suggesting we do it with one single bit of violence. You know why? Because in the same way that we overthrew the government the first time, where we declared ourselves separate from England and we had to use brute force and guns and war, and we had no technology, now we have technology, information, the internet, social media, etc., and a nation of journalists in the form of simple American taxpaying legal citizens who happen to have phones, providing proof of governmental corruption, proof in the form of audio, video, print, all at our disposal to overthrow the government from within in the very same way. Commies are trying to destroy America from within. We can save it in the same way. And sure, Amateur Nation won't have to fire a single shot to try to take over America and force it into communism. Neither will we. If you know something about a corrupt commie doing something illegal, blow the whistle. Know something? See something? Say something. After all, Founding Father Thomas Jefferson nailed it. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. As Jack Posobiec on Instagram said, "Power without ethics is tyranny. Ethics without power is delusion." That's Amateur Nation. On both sides. Oh, by the way, transcripts confirm that the January 6th committee lied about President Trump attacking Secret Service, but you pros know that. This is the kind of tyranny Jefferson is talking about. Cover-ups, lies, injustices, false arrests, censorship, witch hunts, harassment, you know, tyranny. Do you know what kind of reputation Americans will have if we had to overthrow the ruling class a second time?
Amen to that, brother! Woo!
We would be the envy of the planet. You want more reminders of the destructive power of the left? Here is a partial list of Amateur Nation's hit and distract approach to America's downfall. God bless alert pros, because while I have my own list that is pretty similar to his, at Steve Loves Ammo on Instagram posted this list. He said, things not in the news anymore. Maui wildfires. East Palestine, Ohio, for the second time. Joe Biden classified documents as a senator. Fauci working with China to create a bioweapon. Pete Buttigieg's best friend in prison for child porn. Coke in the White House. The data collected from the Chinese spy balloons. Ukraine intelligence documents released that they showed they were suffering massive losses and the American taxpayer was being lied to. Nancy Pelosi's film crew on January 6th. Veterans being kicked out of shelters to make room for illegals. Pizzagate debunker jailed for possession of child pornography. Gay porn being filmed in the Senate hearing room. Veterans Affairs prioritizing health care of illegals over veterans. Afghanistan drawdown and 13 service members killed in an attack on Kabul International Airport. 3 service members killed in Jordan. Hunter Biden making $500,000 for paintings. January 6th political prisoners still in jail. 85,000 missing children at the southern border. Epstein's clients. Obama coordinating with John Brennan and 4 other countries to spy on the 2016 Trump campaign. Mail-in ballots were the cause of the stolen 2020 election. The distractions are in overdrive. Share this reminder that we are the media. You can find his list at Steve Loves Ammo on Instagram. And what about the AT&T bombing in Nashville? All the transgender active shooters. The list goes on and on. Leftists aren't American. Here comes some more common sense from Pro Nation. Sassafras84 on Instagram said, can anybody explain why people keep voting Democrat? Do they like high crime? Do they like inflation? Do they enjoy raised taxes? Their cities are a mess. Their resources are being taken over by illegals. They're being displaced. Why do they keep voting Democrat? Because they're not. They're commies, and this is the closest way they can vote. Many don't even know they're commies. They're just trying to do what their friends do in an effort to be popular or not hassled. They've resigned themselves to being secretly morally bankrupt Americans, smiling and working on the outside, hiding in shame on the inside, knowing they sold themselves out and their country.
And now this.
And now for step 2.
Topic number 2.
As you may know, if you're a regular listener of this show, I'm a huge NHRA fan, the National Hot Rod Association. Drag racing is my favorite sport. In fact, you could read an article I wrote a couple years ago that made the cover of National Dragster and the NHRA.com website. The first time ever a fan had an article printed, let alone made the cover. Thank you very much. Type in a search bar, fan perspective, 70 reasons why NHRA drag racing is the best sport on earth. Also, if you know me, you know that 3-time Top Fuel World Champion Shirley Muldowney is my favorite figure in all of sports. I love her story, how she was a pioneer, the first to do so much in the sport, and also her toughness after suffering many crashes in her lifetime. She came up during the, well, let's just call it what it does, less safe era of drag racing, where we have much safer roll cages and other emergency systems in place now. Recently, I watched a great 1-hour documentary on FS2 called Shirley, which chronicled her life's accomplishments and breakthroughs of the world of drag racing. Now, she's known as the first lady of drag racing, truly breaking down barriers and literally racing against an entire field of competitors that were solely men. Now the NHRA is full of female drivers and riders. Angèle Sempé, Erica Enders, Alexis DeJoria, Megan Meyer, Brittany Force, Camry Caruso, the Salinas sisters, and other greats from the past like Courtney and Ashley Force. In the documentary, Shirley mentions how back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, when she was racing and starting out and winning and beating the biggest names in drag racing, including Big Daddy Don Garlitz, she didn't get support from female fans. Surprised? All I've heard from the last 15 years or so, the rise of Amateur Nation, are words like empowerment, support women, uplift women, women's voices must be heard, etc. Strap yourselves in, because here comes some politically incorrect stuff I'm about to throw down. Why would you be surprised that Shirley Muldowney, the first woman to be licensed in Top Fuel, the pinnacle, the fastest thing on four wheels in the world, the first woman to win in Top Fuel, the first woman to be world champion in Top Fuel, in a sport dominated and run by men, why would you be surprised that female fans would show her no love and support back then? Let me be clear. I'm not saying women aren't or can't be supportive. I have a supportive mother and girlfriend. And of course, there are women in the world everywhere that support their close female friends and female family members. I'm saying, have you not heard how catty women can be towards women they don't know? The backstabbing, the maliciousness. In fact, I was just watching an episode of Family Guy that addressed that very subject. Do men talk behind each other's backs? Of course. Do they backstab, steal, undermine each other, and act jealous? Of course.
Quit acting like a little bitch.
But let me ask you this first question. Do you see men as a group constantly mentioning that we need to support men more? Believe all men. Do you see men starting organizations to support men that they don't know? Do men have days, weeks, and months to celebrate? Men? No. And I'd like to think most men are okay with it. An Amateur Nation can argue all they want.
Well, that's because men have it so easy.
Ask any man. We don't. It's just another attack on toxic masculinity. It's a barrage of daily attacks on mainstream media and social media about how horrible we men are. And yet, no commercials or PSAs or charities or days of recognition of men who simply get it done. Pay their bills, support their families, work hard, pay taxes, protect loved ones. Prostate cancer is more rampant than breast cancer, and yet no ribbons worn in the major sports leagues during an entire month. Sports leagues filled with the most masculine men on the planet, with 100% male rosters, no less. But instead, these men wear pink on their uniforms during an entire month for breast cancer awareness.
Why are you Satan?
I know, I hate women. That's exactly what I said. Rather, that's what amateurs will take away from all this. Again, I'm not complaining that women get recognition. I'm merely pointing out some major disparity between men and women getting recognition. Men will support their families and fellow male friends that they know personally, but men, in general, don't feel this need to support other men publicly in a mass social cause. I know, amateurs, that's because men, especially white Christian heterosexual men, have it so easy. I say this with no reservation. Mentally ill, sexuality, gender-confused, pronoun-obsessed millennials, you have zero idea what a day in the life of a white Christian heterosexual male entails. Why? Because we live our lives quietly and are busy doing such. We don't have special days and months and groups and privileges. We're busy paying your bills via taxes, like your college and your minimum wage increases. However, we in ProNation, men and women alike, including all races and sexualities, are very aware of what your day in the life is. Crying. Making TikTok videos of yourself crying. Making demands. Whining how life isn't fair. Playing dress up. Trying to shock the world with your crazy look and new improved gender and sexual identity. That's all you have. There are 145 days each year devoted to LGBTQ crap. Just this week, we had International Asexuality Day and International Day of Pink, you know, to oppose homophobia. Not quite sure how that works. Remember, you can't just have kind thoughts about people. If they don't see it in a social media post or via a ribbon or wearing a color, you have phobias and isms in your life. Don't worry, a mentally ill amateur will assist you shortly.
Hey, Butch, what's with the pink? I thought you were a man and hated the gays. Nah, I put this pink shirt on and I'm all 180 degrees on them.
I never knew you were so enlightened. Maybe we should be gay.
40% of the year is devoted to paying special attention to non-biological straight men. I'll say it again. 40% of the year is devoted to paying special attention to non-biological straight men.
I'll be darned. You're a heterosexual.
Don't even think that means the other 60% is a party for us straight men. We just keep our heads down and get shit done. When did everyone get so special? And when did getting special recognition for every person who literally does nothing special but look different get so much attention? So how is it there are women still claiming that women are not heard, seen, acknowledged, and empowered? Whether you celebrate them in any way, it's irrelevant, but the following are real holidays for women. Ready? Start off with the obvious, Mother's Day. Single Mother's Day. I'm just getting warmed up. Caesarean Section Day, Grandma's Day, Roe v. Wade Day, World Breast Pumping Day, European Cervical Cancer Prevention Week, Cervical Health Awareness Month, National Women's Heart Day, National Women's Physicians Day. Can you imagine? Women doctors! International Day of Zero Tolerance to Female Genital Mutilation, as opposed to the Sometimes Genital Mutilation is Fine Day. Grandmother Achievement Day. International Day of Women and Girls in Science, National Girls and Women in Sports Day, League of Women Voters Day, Women in Blue Jeans Day, Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day, Women's Heart Week. Then we get very segmented with International Month of Black Women's in the Arts. Christmas, you get one day, but we get a month of Black Women in the Arts. National Women Inventors Month, Endometriosis Awareness Day, International Women of Color Day, National Black Women in Jazz and the Arts Day, Women and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, National Women of Color in Tech Day, National Women in Agriculture Day, Women in Construction Week, Endometriosis Month, Expanding Girls' Horizons in Science and Engineering Month. Did I mention this is a partial list? Let's keep it going. Women's Entrepreneurship Day, National Girl Me Too Day, National Mature Women's Day. There's nothing like a Dame Day. Hey, I don't make up these ridiculous holidays. World Women's Wellness Day, which you'd think covers the majority of these, but no. Lesbian Visibility Day, National Infertility Awareness Week, National Princess Week. Don't even. Black Women's History Month. Informed Woman Month. National African American Women's Fitness Month. Women's Eye Health and Safety Month. Because you need a separate month from the men's eyeballs. World Maternal Mental Health Day. International Midwives Day. Did you buy a card for National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls? National Bombshells Day. Nothing like humility. National Women's Checkup Day. Let's see here. World Ovarian Cancer Day, National Birth Mothers Day, National Dog Moms Day, National High Heels Day, National Women in Aerospace Day, National Boss Babes Day, International Day to End Obstetric Fistula. That sounds like a party. International Women's Day for Peace and Disarmament, International Day of Action on Women's Health, Menstrual Hygiene Day. I'm guessing you wear something red that day. Here's one. Anniversary of Sojourner Truth's Ain't I a Woman speech at the Women's Rights Convention in Akron, Ohio. I hear Jumanji Brown Jackson is a keynote speaker. National Women's Health Week. International Victorious Woman Month. Women's Healthcare Month. Women's Mental Health Awareness Month. National Old Maids Day. Nice. Women Veterans Day. International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence and Conflict. Title IX Anniversary, International Widows Day, Women in Engineering Day, International Day of Women in Diplomacy, Helen Keller Day, it's kind of a quiet one, Women's Golf Month. Remember, this is a partial list here. National Women Touched by Addiction Day, Woman Astronomers Day, National Girlfriends Day, Single Working Women's Day, National Sisters Day, National Daughter-in-Law Day, World Breastfeeding Week, National Breastfeeding Month, National Little Black Dress Day, Wife Appreciation Day, National Women's Friendship Day, National Women Road Warrior Day, American Business Women's Day, National Girls Night In Day. You understand what I'm saying there? It's a National Girls Night In Day. So you get your girlfriends and you stay in and you celebrate. Polycystic Ovarian Syndrome Awareness Month. International Lesbian Day, International Day of the Girl, National No Bra Day, National Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day. Get your boobs fixed up on this day for half off. World Menopause Day, National Period Day, National Mammography Day, National Mother-in-Law Day, Billie Jean King Day, Choose Women Wednesday, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, Rosa Parks Day, Harriet Tubman Day, International Women's Day, Women's History Month, National Sisters Day. Tired of this yet? I am. Women's Equality Day, National Women's Friendship Day, Business Women's Day, No Bra Day, thought we covered that, Make Men Dinner Day, Housewife Day, Women Rock Day, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. My Chamber of Commerce, of which I'm a member, constantly has special meetings just for women, uplifting women's voices, etc.
Jesus Christ Almighty, I'm going fucking crazy.
When is Women Who've Had Enough of Pretend Men Day? Granted, most of those are silly and or rarely actually celebrated, but the point being, with that list, just about every type, race, occupation, and lifestyle of women worldwide are represented, acknowledged, and or celebrated. And again, that was a partial list. Just don't tell this host that women aren't acknowledged and seen. We have entire networks on TV devoted to women. Remakes of perfectly normal, successful movies. What if the cast of Ocean's 11 was all women? What if Ghostbusters were all women? Hell, ladies' nights at bars. Chivalry. Women have broken through the glass ceiling. An entire league of female basketball players was developed that no one watches. And it took a man, Brittany Griner, to make it palatable. Remember when you used to hear, she's the first woman to... Well, there aren't a lot of those left. Until now, of course. Thanks to my next point. Are women not offended by crossdressers, drag queens, and trends gender types like Dylan Mulvaney? Actually, how are women not offended? None of these drag queens look like women. None of them act like women. What, because you're not wearing pants and you put on a giant wig and ridiculous cartoonish makeup? Put a pair of jeans on any of these drag queens and you can leave everything else they're wearing, and they will still look every bit of the men that they are. Not that any of these drag queens look like women or humans. It's like amateur men. And let me be clear, amateur men said to women, you know what? You don't look like the kind of women we men want you to be. Let a man handle it. We'll take care of it. We'll show you how it's done. And it's done poorly and insultingly. And women should be mad at this. Oh, wait, I can't tell a woman what to do. Rather, aren't women mad at this daily insult? Where's the yelling and the protesting? And the idea that any parent lets these freak shows near their children is even more appalling. Women want to be seen as strong and independent and fierce, but not yet one of them are speaking up, save for a few select collegiate female athletes who have the balls, no pun intended, to speak up because they are being mistreated and denied a living and the athletic recognition that they've earned. As Shane Zettelmeyer on Instagram said, women's sports is becoming a retirement plan for failed male athletes.
Girls' sports are a joke.
And let's not forget, ladies, the insults of a bony biological boy prancing around with pink outfits and long hair and poorly applied makeup, passing as a woman, but acting like no woman I've ever seen, but rather an ill-behaved child, getting endorsements, making music videos, and telling you, what a day in the life of being a woman is. You're not insulted by that? You're not insulted when someone says men can get pregnant, especially if you've gone through the pain of childbirth, or lost a child, or can't conceive?
What do I do now? Give birth?
Alert pro Nate Shumway on Facebook posted a great meme. If a trans man gets an abortion, is that a man deciding what a woman can do with her body? I love making amateurs' heads explode.
Well, Lou, are you insulted that Ellen Page thinks she's a man now?
No, I just feel sorry for her and her family because she wasn't a very attractive woman, and now she's just a freakish-looking man, and not a believable one at that. Men might have personal insecurities, but men in general
Don't worry. Well, how will this amateur's mental illness affect all of us? But we do shake our heads and laugh. Sometimes there is pointing, because it's earned. Men worry about their image when they personally are attacked. Real men aren't worried about real men's nationwide image, because they're men. Sidebar. Attention, amateur nation. If you're part of a group that feels you are maligned, ignored, persecuted, oppressed, or offended, make no mistake, if, by some chance, President Coloring Book is reelected, you will never hear from this administration supporting you in any way, shape, or form again. You will be dead to them. They will have bought your votes. They got what they wanted from you. Now go die, because then the real destruction of this country begins, all because you can't stop being whiny little bitches and think the world owes you something because you breathe. Have you commented, left a review, or subscribed yet? Please do, and share this show. I post short clips throughout the week so you can get a taste of what's coming, and Thursdays you get a trailer with all the upcoming week's topics of discussion on Sneak Peek Thursday on YouTube. Find all my social media links and email me directly at lousantini.com. A la carte and three pro things on the way, but first, when is tax-paying legal middle-class American citizens day? On topic number three, next.
Recess.
New Don't Be an Amateur silicone shot glasses. They're virtually indestructible, perfect for picnics, camping, and tailgating. Doubles as a wine stopper. Plus, they're dishwasher and microwave safe, odor-free, and non-toxic. Buy three and get your fourth shot glass free. These 1.5-ounce shot glasses are available in classic red, classic blue, and turquoise pink yellow tie-dye blend. Go to lousantini.com/shop and order your Don't Be an Amateur shot glasses today.
The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
I'm ready to go pro.
All right, now step three.
Topic number three.
Hit me!
Hey, President Coloring Book, you want to slap Americans in the face with Transgender Visibility Day on Easter? Great. Let's recognize all the transgender people who've done mass shootings, or the amateur who will not be named who recently burned down a 117-year-old church in Portland, Oregon, or Dylan Mulvaney who all but bankrupted Bud Light, or the pedo transgender who was hired and fired by Doritos within a day for disturbing pedophilic comments he made on Twitter. Let's all take a day to recognize that. Of course, that doesn't mean all transgender people are bad and or violent. Of course, I rarely say all when speaking about groups of people or instances on this show. If I have to disclaimer my language, we won't get anything done. Pros get it, but I'm also trying to wake up any amateurs who might be listening. But I don't see a lot of transgender people curing cancer, helping the homeless, aiding our veterans, or giving back to the community. A community that gives them special privileges and visibility on an almost daily basis, not to mention Pride Month and various other recognition days throughout the year. What I see is DEI appointments at high political offices, our military, and of course spokespeople, which has yet to work out for any company. Right? Dylan Mulvaney? Bust. That Doritos pedo? Bust.
Newsflash! Other people exist!
When is tax-paying middle-class legal American Citizens Day? Oh, that's every day. Yeah, because we pay for all the other special days. Where's our flag, day or week of recognition? Where's our parade? I can see the parade now. Just regular American citizens on floats celebrating things like, look, it's the families with two parents float. A salute to paying your own bills. Hey, I want to stay for the honoring qualified hirees marching band. The Grand Marshal can be someone who has their natural hair color and no face tattoos. The horror. Time now for some lighter bites against Amateur Nation. This is a la carte. Emperor Gavin, someone check the back of my ear for the Mark of the Beast Newsome of urine-soaked hellhole California.
We object to the term urine-soaked hellhole when you could have said pee-pee-soaked heckhole.
Could be facing his, what, third recall attempt? Which won't happen, but you'd think that a governor who has had this many recall attempts would still be marked and noted by Amateur Nation as an incompetent scumbag. Nah, amateurs will vote for this boil on California's butt because, like all amateurs, they never learn. A different amateur with the same mindset won't fix your state, Commifornians. Chicken chain Chick-fil-A is dropping its pledge to serve chicken with no antibiotics ever, opting for the, okay, so sometimes we have antibiotics. Dear trans people, what rights don't you have again? Recently, President Coloring Book lamented the destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland by incompetent Singaporeans, saying how he commuted many times over the bridge by car and by train, which may have been true if only there was a rail line on that bridge. TechCrunch reported that unsealed court documents showed that Facebook snooped on Snapchat users' encrypted network traffic to study how they behaved. It was part of a secret program of Project Ghostbusters. Yeah, you better build your $100 million bunker in Maui, you scumbag Zuckerberg. Barack Okami recently endorsed Anmar Campa-Nijjar, who is running for a California congressional seat. Who the hell is that, you ask? Just the grandson of a Palestinian terrorist who organized the killing of 12 Jews during the Munich Olympics. I'm sure he's totally chill. New York Attorney General Letitia James makes about $100,000 a year. How is her net worth $15 million? Must get stock tips from Nancy. My eyebrows are somewhere in my hairline, Pelosi. I told you it was coming, New York. Illegal Alien City is now the first U.S. city to make drivers pay $15 tolls to drive on Manhattan's busiest streets. I'm guessing the revenue will go to illegal aliens ASAP. Satan's alternate and moon look-alike billionaire George Soros has given at least $1 million in grants over the last decade to a pro-Hamas group.
Dick.
And don't forget, he buys a lot of district attorneys around America, the kind that are bought to try to take down President Trump. And don't forget, he was a war profiteer. That's who you support, Amateur Nation. Leftists aren't American. Time now for three pro things, three things that are done right. Number one. I devote a whole chapter of my book, Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills, to technology and amateur behavior. The cell phone is my most hated piece of technology all time. For me, being in entertainment, it's a necessary evil. I will admit my overuse of it, staring at it out of boredom. I'm getting better at putting it down once the day's work is done. I never have it out when on a date with my girlfriend or when I'm hanging with my friends. I also admit to throwing phones and hitting them with hammers because they deserve it. Here's Simon Sinek on Instagram on how to tell you if you're addicted to your phone.
I just want to show you something. This is the psychological power of the device. What if I was sitting here talking to you, holding my phone? It's not buzzing, it's not beeping, no one's calling me, I'm just holding it. Do you feel like you are the most important thing to me right now? No, you don't. That's the association. So when we show up for a meeting, or we sit down for dinner with our families, and we put the phone on the table, it sends a psychological message to everyone sitting there that you are not the most important thing to me right now. And putting the phone upside down is not more polite. Put it in airplane mode to take away the temptation that something's coming in and put it in a bag or on a shelf out of sight. And this is how we should be interacting with people, giving them our full attention, because the idea is not that we hear the words they say, but that they feel heard. And this is one of the tricks. If you wake up in the morning and you check your phone before you say good morning to the person sitting next to you, you probably have a problem. If you have to take your phone from room to room, no matter where you go, you probably have a problem. And just like any recreational drug, the more you practice leaving it away, it becomes easier and easier, and you find it easier not to be sucked in by the fear-mongering as well. So like any addiction, it just takes a little work.
Number two. British-Irish comedian Jimmy Carr has this great short bit about comedians who get canceled for words that offend Amateur Nation. Take it away, Jimmy.
You can't go around apologizing for jokes. They're jokes. So I've got a plan.
the next time I get cancelled over a joke, the next time I upset people with a joke, I'm going to come out on the day of the cancellation. I'm going to make a statement, a public statement. I'm going to say, I've rehearsed this. I'm going to say, I'm sorry. And the people that I've offended will say, you don't really mean that apology. And I'll say, so you're saying I could say something and not mean it. Now you're getting it.
Number 3. And speaking of offending through comedy, I love a well-placed That's What She Said. I hear it as much as I say it. I'm not sure if you've ever seen pictures of me, but not a day goes by where someone says I look like either fellow Italian and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco or especially Steve Carell. I get it every day. Both of whom I am fans. Well, I came up with Famous People's That's What She Said. Cat Williams. That's what the fuck she said, motherfucker. Yoda.
Said that she.
Moses. So saith she. Van Gogh. What'd she say? Stephen Hawking.
That is what she said.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's what she said. Porky Pig.
She made a similar comment that, but that's what she said.
Helen Keller.
Wong Wahime.
Sybil. That's what she said.
No, it isn't. Yes, it is. Shut up. You shut up.
Hannibal Lecter. That's what sheep said. Mike Tyson.
That's what he said.
Jeffrey Epstein. That's what Hillary. Bill Gates. That last booster shut her up. Barack Obama. That's what she said. Klaus Schwab. She will say nothing. And she will be happy. CNN. Don't worry about what she said. Mark Zuckerberg. She can't say that. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. What is a she? The cast of The View. Dr. Anthony Fauci. The science says that she said that. AOC. Look, a bird. Gen Z. What she said offended me. Joe Biden. Am I still alive?
You should vote for Trump. You should vote for Trump.
...2024 is the year of the great resist. Do not stay silent, fellow pros. Make your voice and your votes heard. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast. It's a movement. Don't tolerate amateurs and their America Last agenda. Find all my social media links on Instagram, Truth Social, Facebook, and YouTube at lousantini.com. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.
What are you, a pro?
No, I'm an amateur.
Hi, pros. Lou Santini here, host of Amateur Nation. My dry bar comedy special, Amateur Nation, is now available. And just like this show, if you're allergic to a lack of common sense in today's world, and you like your comedy delivered with uncompromising tell-it-like-it-is bite, then check out my half-hour comedy special, Amateur Nation. Go to drybarcomedy.com/Lou S. This is my way of saying thank you to the pros who listen to this show every week.
drybarcomedy.com/Lou S.
Amateur Nation is not just a podcast.
It's a movement.